This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The U.S. again carries out airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in Syria, retaliating for attacks on U.S. troops. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department said on Sunday the United States military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups, hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks that the U.S. has retaliated against the militants for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement that the strikes targeted sites used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis called again for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during his Angelus prayer. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In his prayer, the pontiff said, "My thought every day goes to the very serious situation in Israel and Palestine. I'm close to all who suffer, Palestinians and Israelis. I embrace them in this dark moment, and I pray a lot for them."
Si liberano gli ostaggi.
Francis also urged the immediate release of Israeli hostages and more humanitarian aid for the Gaza Strip, adding, "Arms have to stop. They will never lead to peace." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine says Russian forces have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine. The head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have begun a push to regain territory near Bakhmut, the eastern mining city that was the site of the war's bloodiest battle before falling into Russian hands in May. Ukrainian troops had recaptured the heights over Bakhmut since Kyiv launched its summer counteroffensive that has so far resulted in only incremental gains and heavy losses. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the humanitarian crisis deepens in Gaza, Israel's leader and a White House official describe different views of the future of the territory. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped by the Israeli military action in Gaza, the UN and humanitarian groups are demanding a ceasefire to get them out, something Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejects, as heard on NBC's Meet the Press.
"We're faced with the most vicious kind of enemy, who not only attacks civilians, but commits the other war crime of deliberately hiding behind their civilians."
The prime minister also says after the war, only Israel can control the security situation for Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
"No reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. officials say that five U.S. service people were killed when a military helicopter crashed over the eastern Mediterranean Sea during a training mission. The military's European command said all five crew members were killed when it went down, quote, during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training. The military first announced the crash on Saturday and said that the cause is under investigation, but there are no indications of any hostile activity involved. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defense team is slated to start questioning witnesses Monday in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lawyers for the state attorney general who filed the lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of grossly inflating his wealth to secure loans and insurance rested their case last week. Trump's lawyer Alina Haba on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures says her client did nothing wrong and they'll ask for a mistrial, but the judge hasn't ruled in their favor in the past.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On the witness stand last week, Trump testified he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Indigenous anti-mining protesters that have paralyzed Panama's key roadways for weeks say they will temporarily suspend blockades for 12 hours Monday as a show of good faith to citizens affected by the demonstrations. The leader of one group says roads will be reopened from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., at least in northern Panama, to allow people to access fuel and food. He says the protests will resume in full force after the 12-hour suspension. Demonstrators are demanding the Panamanian government annul a contract allowing the Canadian mining company First Quantum Minerals to continue operating an open-pit copper mine in a richly biodiverse jungle. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.